Chapter 6. By the time Lexi got to Nan's apartment in the Brook Ridge Falls retirement community, her grandmother had already rolled the giant whiteboard into the dining room and was jotting down clues. Ruth, Ida, and Helen were sitting at the mahogany dining table. A carafe of coffee sat in the middle of the table, and each of the ladies had a dainty porcelain teacup and saucer, as well as a dessert dish in front of her. A variety of K-cups were lined up on the table in front of Helen. She was systematically peeling off the tops, pouring out the coffee grounds, and replacing them with something else. "Helen, what are you doing?" Lexi asked as she slid the bakery box onto the table. She'd stopped by the cup and cake on her way to Nan's place. She'd learned that showing up without pastries usually didn't go over very well, especially with Ida. Ida dove for the box, pulled it toward her, and lifted the lid. Helen peered at her over the rim of her red plastic reading glasses. "Someone's been stealing the K-cups from the senior center, and I'm creating a little trap to catch them."
"She's replacing the coffee with dandelion tea," Ruth said.
Helen nodded.
"I figure I'll put these fakes in the storeroom, and whoever is stealing them will complain about the coffee. Then I'll know who the thief is. Have you ever had dandelion tea? It's gross."
"I suppose that could work." Lexi remembered having dandelion tea once, and the taste was quite different from coffee. But would the culprit actually complain about coffee pods they'd stolen?
"Never mind about that. Let's see what Lexi brought."
Ida reached into the box and pulled out one of the smaller boxes Lexi had packed inside. This one held a dozen dog-shaped cookies. They were from the batch that Lexi and Cassie were making for the dog show, but they hadn't quite made the cut because they had minor imperfections. Lexi wasn't going to tell that to the ladies, though.
"Aren't those cute?"
Ruth took one and put it on her plate.
"And check out these."
Ida pulled out a small box of cupcakes with dog ears on top and a tail sticking out of the side. "They're for the dog show. Do you like them?" Lexi always liked to get the ladies' opinions of her new pastries.
"Of course."
Helen bit into a cookie. Ruth patted crumbs from her lips.
"They're cute."
"Tastes good, too," Ida mumbled.
Nan's looked over at the table from where she was standing at the whiteboard with her dry erase marker poised above the surface.
"They're adorable, except for that one that is missing the ears and the other one that has no eyes. Did you find out anything more about the crimes?"
Lexi looked at the whiteboard. Nan's had two columns, one for the robbery and one for the murder. She didn't have very many clues or suspects written down so far. "I haven't heard anything more," Lexi said.
"Did you bring any biscotti?"
Ida asked. Lexi grimaced. "Sorry, we were sold out."
"Ladies, let's try to keep on topic."
Nance tapped the whiteboard with her pen.
"Let's go over the robbery. So far, we know it happened between 10:30 p.m. and midnight."
"How do you know that?" Lexi asked.
"Louise said it had to be then, because the surveillance system had had a glitch during that time," Ruth said. "And she also said someone would have had to get into the store in the first place. And how could they know the camera wouldn't be working?"
Ida added. "Maybe they didn't even know there was a camera," Lexi suggested. Ruth made a face.
"Now that I think of it, I heard a car careening through the development just before midnight that night. I know the time because I checked my clock."
"You were up then, too?" Ida asked. "I was getting a little snack, and I saw that car. It was Barbara Morrison. I recognized her Jeep."
"Barbara Morrison?" Lexi asked. "That name seems familiar."
Ida held up a dog bone-shaped cookie. "Probably heard of her in relation to the dog show. Prudence, her Pekingese, is a favorite to win." Helen looked up from her task of securing the K-cup cover back on. She was using some kind of glue. Lexi hoped it was edible.
That furry thing, it looks like a mop. But she always puts her hair in that cute bow on top of her head, Ruth said. Ha! I've seen her grandson, Larry, walking that dog, and he looks a bit embarrassed when it has the bow on.
Ida selected another cookie.
Yes, but he's a nice boy to walk the dog for her, don't you think?
Helen asked.
I agree. I like a man who isn't embarrassed to walk a frou-frou dog, Ruth said.
Helen turned to her.
You also like one who isn't embarrassed to wear a leotard, like Mario Blondini used to wear when he was in the Circo Acrobato.
Ruth blushed and looked down at her plate. Ruth had developed a soft spot for one of the suspects in their last case. It had turned out that Mario was cleared. But since he'd been Helen's competitor for president of the senior center, she couldn't help teasing Ruth.
I highly doubt Barb would be involved with the jewelry theft, Nan said. She doesn't need the money.
Helen nodded.
She's not in the dog show for the money, unlike Edwina. She doesn't really need the money either, but she's greedy. Now, take Millie Dixon. There's someone that really needs the money.
Still, I think we should make a note to visit Barbara. We need to do a thorough investigation of every clue.
Nance's pen squeaked across the whiteboard.
You never know what you might find out. She may have seen something while she was out.
Mona, you don't really think that someone who stole those diamonds would be here in the retirement complex, do you? I mean, it's one thing to steal K-cups.
Helen held up the K-cup she was currently working on. It's another to steal diamonds.
Nance pressed her lips together. I suppose you're right. What about the murder?
Ida waved her cookie at the other side of the board.
We don't have very much to go on there. We may need to call on Lexi to use her special influence with Jack.
Everyone looked at Lexi. I do happen to know one thing. Lexi was pleased she had some information the ladies hadn't dug up yet. Carl, the owner of Doggy Diva, acted kind of strange when he came in and discovered what had happened this morning.
Well, it is upsetting to find a dead body in your place of business, Helen said. Could make one act strange.
I know, but there was something off about his behavior. I think there's more to it.
Nance's eyes narrowed. Do you think the murder has something to do with the dog show?
It does have a big prize, but not big enough to kill for. Then again, one never knows, Lexi said.
It could be a lot of money to some. To some, even stealing K-cups is worth it.
Again, Helen held up the K-cup she was working on. Nance shoved the cap onto her pen.
I think we have enough for now. I say we get to the field work. We should visit Barbara Morrison right away. We can make the excuse that we want to show off Lexi's dog-shaped cookies. Since she's competing in the dog show herself, maybe she'll know something.